Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get the cue. Welcome back to 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com is one place you can go to find this Bill's outstanding report, which is the gold standard, folks, when it comes to surveying small business owners and really knowing what they do. I mean, we do a little survey every month on our website, but that's a little tiny mosquito compared to the 800-pound gorilla that Bill's report is. And so I encourage you to check it out at NFIB.com. Also, smallbiz.org, right, Bill?
That's it.
They can find it there, and he also allows us to put it up on our website, which we're very grateful for and very proud to do. Bill, inventories and sales. Let's talk about sales. A little bit higher nominal sales but still not as good as we need it to be.
Right. We still have a few more owners saying that quarter on quarter, excuse me, their sales are still declining than we have that say it's increasing, but it's, you know, just about back to the zero line, so that's good.
But the trend is up a little bit.
Yes, sir, the trend is pretty clear.
It's negative, but trending toward positive.
Right, so pretty soon we'll have more saying sales are up quarter on quarter than are down, and that'll be good news, and that remains the top problem. 28% still say,
everybody,
hey, weak sales, yep, that's my top problem. I mean,
that's the big deal. Not profits, not bank loans, not inflation,
right,
not even taxes. Well, I need more sales.
Right.
And they've been saying that since 2008.
Yep.
And this is, again, folks, back to my caution to you that this is a marathon recovery. It's
right.
Going to be deliberate, and we're going to have to be pace ourselves.
And of course, it's consumers that are basically, you know, going to drive this or not. Consumer spending through the end of the fourth quarter is only up 1% over that year. Now, it's picked up lately. In recent months, we've seen some good retail sales numbers, so we're looking for better. But, I mean, you know, you get 1% growth and 70% of GDP, which is consumption, you know, you don't have anything happening.
Well, when you got millions of people unemployed or underemployed, you know, maybe as many as 15 or more million under or unemployed, and you got this structural unemployment thing, which is at a level, in my opinion, I don't know that America has ever faced a structural unemployment challenge like we have right now. Bill, there's no way this recovery is going to do anything but just gradually, hopefully, as we, you know, things will keep going, that we can continue to trend for a positive, I should say. What about
I'm not sure how much of our unemployment is structural, but you know, the problem is that the consumer still is trying to pay debt and do some saving and rebuild their retirement money, et cetera. So the issue is really what's going on there. We've taken our debt to income ratio from a high of 130% down to about 116. That's a big change. But what it means is you're paying down debt and you're not buying things. So you're not buying cars. You're not
But Bill, isn't one of the pieces of good news that when we get on the other side of this, whenever that is, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whenever it happens, that we're going to have a much more resilient and strong national balance sheet, at least in terms of the private sector, not so much the federal, but
Let's hope so. Let's hope we learned a lesson here.
Yeah. What about pricing power? Small business owners need a little pricing power because definitely our costs are going up.
Well, that's it. And of course, it looks like we have it. We had 28 straight months where more of our owners told us they were cutting their average prices than increasing them, and part of that was to attract customers in a recession, but the other part was, you know, to get rid of all, we had a huge fire sale. Inventory was so huge in 2007 because consumers weren't saving anything. They were spending everything that they earned after tax, and suddenly in the fourth quarter of 2008, they stopped that, and of course, so then we had to have a big inventory sale. Now, that appears to be about over.
Right.
We have an unusual situation from our history, which is more firms say inventories are too low than say too high. That rarely happens. So it looks like the inventory balance is good. It looks like we're going to stop liquidating, and that's good because that'll help
the
GDP.
Moving on to the credit markets before we run out of time here, Bill, most people seem to have their 92%, you say, seem to have all their credit needs met. That doesn't sound like growth to me.
Yeah, that's right. They're happy. You would say there's no credit problems. Only 4% say credits are their most important challenge as a business owner. But inside of that, 92% is near record 52% who say, I don't want a loan.
I don't need no stinking loan. That's what they're saying.
I don't need no stinking loan.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
Thanks for the good news. We're looking forward to next month. We'll let you redeem yourself again next month, if you will. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. After the news, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.